The Grand Marais Library will be moving for the summer as construction begins in June on building expansion and renovation. According to librarian Linda Chappelle, it's a busy time.
Well, you may have noticed the construction trailer came last week. Orb Management is in charge of our project, and there's a big sign there saying that visit us at the high school. We are not there yet. We're going to be in the district office and the Jay Manowski conference room. The school is going to be moving their operations to other spaces, so they've offered us that space, and that's where we're going to be.
The library will be closed and packing up the week of June 12 through the 18th. They'll reopen in about half the space the following week. As many of the programs and services as possible, however, will continue.
We're trying real hard to coordinate our with the phone companies and get our internet hookups as well as our Wi-Fi service moved up to the school. Logistically, it's a little tricky, but we're hoping to offer all of the services we have now just on a reduced basis.
She also said the videos will be moved and summer reading programs and the annual Friends of the Library book sale will go off as scheduled. Bid opening for work on the project is scheduled for Tuesday, May 24th at 2 p.m.
We've got bids on 8 different packages. The Orb was able to divide our bids so that local people can vote, like on electrical or masonry, carpentry. So we've got high hopes that there'll be some local employment there.
Large elm trees that are a feature of the library lawn will unfortunately have to go. The library board is urging local woodworkers and artists to contact the contractor after bids are let to have access to the downed trees.
The library board is planning to replace the trees with some large legacy specimens and put in landscaping to enhance the green space. We kept as much of the green space as we could, but unfortunately the construction will pretty much damage the trees, which are already diseased, but they want to remove them before the building project, so they're not a danger afterwards.
Construction is set to begin the first week in June, and the library expects to reopen in its expanded quarters by November. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.